from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Hey, Mason here, August 19th. The opening read 5 stories that explain today's tape. Let's get into it. First, from Unusual Wales newsletter. Important, Unusual Wales and CBET Financial announce strategic partnership to launch new series of ETFs. CBET Financial Corp, Nasdaq CBET, CBET, a diversified financial services company, and Unusual Wales, a financial data and market intelligence platform, today announced a strategic partnership to develop and launch a series of exchange-traded funds ETFs. Next, second, from The Capitalist, Powell slams DOJ probe into his congressional testimony. Gold and silver surge to new heights on news of the probe. GOP rebel threatens to block all Fed picks. Trump proposes a cap on credit card interest. Bank stocks reel on credit card cap announcement. Dow 49,514.93 up 0.02%. S&P 6,975.63 up 0.13%. Nasdaq 23,766.33 up 0.40%. CBOE VIX Volatility Index 15.10 up 4.21%. Gold $4,614.80 up 2.55%. Silver $85.10 up 7.21%. Bitcoin $91,489 up 1.13%. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell revealed Sunday that the Justice Department has launched a criminal investigation into his congressional. Gold makes history yet again, and it's scaring people. U.S. government secures yet another stake in rare earths. Nvidia pumps $2 billion into CoreWeave to keep the AI party going. Bitcoin suffers its worst day of 2026. Natural gas surges as winter storm hits. Airlines start to pick up the piece after winter storm Fern. Dow 49,337.70 up 0.49%. S&P 6,928.95 up 0.56%. Nasdaq 23,481.58 up 0.59%. CBOE VIX Volatility Index 16.03 down 0.64%. Gold $5,097.40 up 2.36%. Silver $117.06 up 15.53%. Bitcoin $87,724 up 1.60%. Gold future surged past $5,000 per ounce for the first time ever on Sunday, climbing to major DC consulting firm kicked to the curb after Trump leak. Betting markets put odds of a government shutdown at 80%. Big Short Bury is now buying GameStop. Houston is buzzing over the prospect of Venezuela oil deals. Disney CEO succession drama gives investors the jitters. Dow 48,880.96 down 1.08%. S&P 6,973.72 up 0.33%. Nasdaq 23,804.07 up 0.85%. CBOE VIX Volatility Index 16.22 up 0.43%. Gold $5,083.20 up 0.00%. Silver $106.93 down 7.42%. Bitcoin $87,581 down 0.13%. The Trump administration's Treasury Department cancelled all contracts with consulting giant Booz Allen Hamilton on Monday. Powell slams DOJ probe into the Federal Reserve. Up next, third, from The Capitalist, gold blasts to $5,000 and shows no signs of stopping. And then, fourth, from The Capitalist, they leaked Trump's taxes, now Treasury has cancelled all their contracts. Next, fifth, from The Daily Upside, issuers have launched over 500 options-based ETFs since 2024, just like the menus at the Cheesecake Factory. Maybe there are too many options. In nearly every year since 2021, the number of options-based ETF launches has increased, transforming what were once niche strategies into a category with more than 700 products, according to Morningstar Direct data. The sector includes derivative income ETFs, which generate income by selling options, as well as defined outcome ETFs, which use options to provide specified levels of downside protection and upside participation. Up next, sixth, from The Daily Upside, bond market drives long-term treasury yields to 19-year high, shrugging off hesitant Fed. Watch out, Fed. The bond market is coming for your job. The US central bank may set short-term policy rates, but it's the free market that controls where long-term treasury yields head. Bond investors are demanding high yields, essentially raising the cost of borrowing money no matter what the Federal Open Market Committee decides to do at its September meeting as of Tuesday afternoon. Odds are 65% that it will again hold rates steady. The 30-year treasury yield skyrocketed to its highest level in 19 years this week. And then, 7th, from the daily upside, uprooted into S&P 500, is Reddit getting ratioed? Reddit became the second social media company in the S&P 500 yesterday, joining Meta. S&P Dow Jones Indices announced on Thursday that Reddit would replace Avalon Bay Communities, a real estate investment trust being acquired by fellow S&P member Equity Residential. Investors initially upputted Reddit's stock ahead of the social platform joining the S&P 500, but sentiment switched not long afterward as concerns mounted about the company and its little alien mascot Snoo's ability to perform in the big leagues. Next, 8th, from Bloomberg Markets. CXMT rival IMTC moves closer to China's next marquee chip IPO. Up next, 9th, from Bloomberg Markets. Ukraine's 150% bond market rally shows traders it can beat the odds. And then, 10th, from Zerodhavacity. How to invest in the Nifty 50 without buying 50 stocks. Hey, before we get to today's newsletter, here's a quick update. Our aim at Zerodhavacity is to make financial education simple and accessible. Apart from writing these newsletters, we also conduct free boot camps, workshops, and online sessions across topics such as stock markets, trading, macroeconomics, and personal finance. If you haven't explored them yet, you can check out our online sessions here and upcoming events here. This past week, I sat down with my parents to discuss their stock market investments, and the conversation gave me an insight I wasn't entirely expecting. That's the read. Watch the tape. Ignore the noise. Back tomorrow. If this saved you time, the full feed is free at storyflow.com.